if you would sit and turn your Bible to Acts 9, 31. And the reason I'm reading this verse is the supernatural will bring the church into the dimension that Ephesians 1 talks about. Before I start giving you some other aspect of this, I want you to see this verse. Now, this verse is talking about Acts 9, 31. This verse is talking about after Saul stopped persecuting the church. He used to drag people behind horses, and he was real zealous about it. But by the same token, I see something else. I see an apostle was born. And to regulate God's government structure, open the portals of heaven that the church can function in her right character. Okay? There's words conditioning from within. All right? Communion with the Holy Spirit. Conduct of holiness and living right. Character. Character. The seeing, hearing, and speaking of the Holy Spirit. See what the Holy Spirit see. Hearing, the Holy Spirit hearing from heaven, and you hearing it with him, and what he speak to you. All these are supernatural input. In Hebrews 1, it talks about a scepter of righteousness. A scepter of righteousness. A scepter of the kingdom. It's a supernatural scepter that every believer should be carrying. Like a king. Then we talk about the supernatural. You're going to have to know the functioning of the sword of the Spirit. What is Ephesians 6:17? The sword of the Spirit. Hebrews 4:12, I'll give you another understanding of why that sword is needed. Also in Hebrews 1, you find it, you see, he was anointed with the oil of gladness. And I wrote down the supreme anointing of the Holy Spirit. The supreme anointing of the Holy Spirit. Say this, I'm supremely anointed. All right, now. When you look at Acts 9:31, we're going to talk about components of the supernatural, glory, faith, the anointing. We'll keep along that line. Know the difference between them. I told you the difference between praise and worship. But here in Acts 9:31, this is such a powerful verse. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea. So the first thing is rest. There will not be rest in the church without operating and functioning in the supernatural power of God. Impossible. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 11:27 that my rest is based on revelation. You see, the 27th verse, you talk about revelation. And then he said, come unto me. So you can't come to Jesus really without revelation. You have to be revealed. Okay? Reasoning, you can't come to him. Okay? So when he said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke. That's that rest he's talking about. At rest when you enter into his presence and understand how much his presence means and understand how to activate his presence or how to make withdrawals from his presence when he manifests in a certain way. Are you with me, Clan? Now, so in training in the supernatural, you're training how to bring God rest in the turbulent situation. Yeah. See, because you're functioning, you will be functioning, you're listening, as a specialist. Yeah. In the spirit realm. See, we're not playing here. The school not playing, see. You're supposed to leave here, see, knowing how. Now, all the things you're learning, you can personalize them in your personality for your personal benefit. Did you get that? All right, now, not only did he talk about rest, he said, then had the churches rest throughout all Judah and Galilee and Samaria and was edified. Now, three things had to go on to function in the supernatural property. You got to glorify God, magnify Jesus, the Lord, and permit the Holy Spirit to edify you, to build you up, to know that you're a spirit being and that you have the divine right to function in the invisible world and have an influence on the visible world divinely. See, somewhere along the line, this has been lost in the church, so the church is not restful. The church is unrestful, for she's trying to function as a being from another planet on this planet rule. You understand? The scripture says in 2 Corinthians 4, while we look at the things that are not seen, we don't depend on things seen, things, but the things that are not seen, the things that are seen are temporal, the things that are not seen are eternal. And it talks about in the 13th verse, we have the same spirit of faith. See, you got to have the spirit of faith to operate in the supernatural. Now, you have 1 Corinthians 12, you have the gifts of the Spirit, and one of the power gifts is faith, but he's talking about special faith. Okay? All right? All right, now, so he says, then had the churches rest throughout all Judah and Galilee and Samaria and were edified. All right, and the next statement saying, walking in the fear of the Lord. That will not automatically happen. That's not being, let me use the word, scared of God. That means that there's a reverential respect and an honor for him that you won't put him on your list. Right. Yes, sir. You heard about that, right? Yeah, God don't want you on the, God don't want you to put him on a list. And it's like I told you about Tiger Woods. I told y'all about Tiger Woods. Huh? Did y'all heard about that? It's the best explanation. When Tiger Woods was in his heyday, he played a major golf tournament. The guy who was second said he won. The other guy was arguing with him. Said, how you won, man? He said, man, Tiger wasn't playing with us. Tiger was in the game all by himself. That's the way you have to function as a minister of Jesus Christ. You be playing in another game. When you start functioning in the supernatural and know how to yield to the supernatural power of God, it won't just be a teaching no more. It just won't be preaching. But manifestation and demonstration, listen to the last word, and creation will take place. Because you have a creative spirit, and so it'll be a different. So here, they were walking in the fear of the Lord, and notice that, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. That's powerful to me. This voice is one of the most powerful. And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, what that mean? He's the comforter. What that mean? That mean that they're walking in a realm that they can't be stopped. See. You know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. And so that, and along with Ephesians 1, with the three insight he wants you to have, which is the hope of your calling, the glory of your inheritance, and the exceeding greatness of his power. There he's explained in that prayer, you need to have the understanding of those three things. And then he goes on to explain the power, how that Jesus is the head of the church. And so let me give you three more things that you have to understand. The resurrection, I may have given it to you, the Holy Spirit, and the church, the three run together. The resurrection, the power of the resurrection, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the power of the church should function together. The church cannot function without the power of the resurrection, understanding what it is, and the power of the Holy Spirit. She will not function in the supernatural and the impossible become impossible. So look in Ephesians 1, you'll find that. Now, there's a difference between the anointing and glory. And we're going to spread it out for you here tonight. The anointing is for the earth and can operate only in our world, on earth. That's what the anointing is for. You'll find more about the anointing in a few moments. But the anointing is for the earth. You know, you have to be to function in the abilities of God or to function in the plan of God. You're going to have to understand, really, this anointing is not just a feeling. It is in power to operate in to get the job done. We'll go to the scripture in a little while. Now, the difference between the anointing. The anointing is for the earth and can operate only in our world. Now, but the glory testifies of the powers of the coming age because it is the atmosphere of heaven. The glory is the atmosphere of heaven. The glory testifies of the powers, plural, of the coming age because it is the atmosphere of heaven. So when the glory comes, the atmosphere of heaven sets on the church. And it brings the power with it. Now, when you are accurate and in the spirit and have spent enough time for the Lord to reveal himself to you, the anointing, you listening?
Yes.
Prepares us for the glory that is God's presence. Uh-huh. And you're going to find out something. There's a time that the anointing got to shut down. Because the glory have arrived. So now you're not working out of an ability that God has given you. You stand up there watching God work. Most ministers don't know how to stop. They keep hustling. But at the time, you could just stop because God's glory has come so strong. In this great meeting we had, 230-something manifestation, I wasn't doing nothing. I started off in the anointing. Glory came, and I sat down on the stool. All right? Now, watch. You got to listen very close to what I'm about to say now. The anointing gives us the ability or power to stand in God's presence. The glory is his presence. Say, I got that. All right, so listen. The anointing gives us the ability or power to stand in God's presence. The glory is his presence. So if you're not anointed, and the glory shows up, you're going to be out of place. You see, don't care how smart you are. The anointing is the only thing that can read the glory. Or the anointing is the only thing that can register the glory. Or the anointing is the only thing that can get the realization of the glory. Okay, see the glory show up and you're not anointed, you're not ready, nothing happened. Because a lot of time people in the anointing interrupt the glory. And they still try to do it themselves. And you know what? God does it and give them the credit. Because anything happened is God, man. But God rise their ministry up to another level because they participated with him proper. So that now, the anointing give us the ability to participate with God properly. Wow. You got that? Yeah, see. Other words, we cannot participate in the glory when we lack anointing. We think it's time to jump and it's time to lay down. See, I believe from my experience, the things of God are coded. Mm-hmm. And only the Holy Spirit know the code. So the supernatural has a code on it. Good God Almighty. And you're not going to open the vault of the supernatural unless the Holy Spirit tell you what number to hit. You understand what I'm trying to say, how important it is? So the anointing prepare us for the glory that is God's presence. Okay? So again, you see, the anointing give us the ability or power to stand in God's presence. The glory is his presence. So you see how the two working together? You still with me? I started early, class. I just do what I want to do. I just started early. I got another appointment I got to go take care of. I have a man and his wife, cooking and him teaching me about health. And I'll expose him to you all tomorrow night. So every student that you not have, if you don't have nothing in church, I'm requiring you to be here. That's the only way you're going to live. That's the only way you're going to live. You got, there's some things we got to learn. All right. Now get these two, because when you go to function in the supernatural, you're going to have to know the difference between what the anointing does and what the glory does, all right? With the anointing, the believer take the initiative through his or her gifts and faith. That's the anointing. With the glory, God take the initiative. So I think what happened is the glory is interrupted by ignorance. See, man need a heart. The glory come from heaven with the heart, and the preacher trying to take the credit with his anointing, and the person don't get the heart. All right? Now, listen. Here's a comparison. With the anointing, faith plays a demand on the mantle of an individual. With the anointing, you got to hear this because the next one's going to be hot. Faith plays a demand on the mantle of an individual. Each individual have a mantle from God. But with the glory, faith plays a demand upon God's presence. What? Y'all listening to me back there? Yes. Don't set up in here and be stupid. Right. Pay attention. God, you know, I'm just trying to be rough with y'all because y'all need to know. You just don't just come to this school to say you've been to this school. Right. Don't come here stupid and leave stupid. Yes, pay attention. Man, I know what I'm talking about. Yes, I'm using this stuff. Yes, this stuff been used before. To raise the dead. You heard the testimony. A woman in the church here laid hand on her. She had cancer. She cancer free. Took her gallbladder out 15 years ago. Doctor went in and found another one up in there. That's the supernatural. So what I'm going to say it again. With the anointing, we'll go to scripture after a while. Faith plays a demand on the mantle of an individual. With the glory, faith places a demand upon God's presence. See, you back off your mantle now because the glory have come. Now you want lift your hand, pray, all right, Father, do what you want to do and glorify him. Get out the way. Get out the way. So God, yeah, God, because what you're working on all the time is you're working on God's presence. You're working on God showing up. You're working on God to do something. He's using you for a while, but when he comes, he just wants you to cooperate. If he tell you spit, kick, run, whatever he tell you do, do it, because that's how he's going to manifest himself. The supernatural is the power of God in action among a people who knows how to receive. Now, majorly, the supernatural should be activated from the pulpit. The atmosphere has to be conducive. Don't get me wrong. But it should be activated from the pulpit. Watch this now, because the anointing was given to heal the sick, cast out demons, and raise the dead. That's what the anointing would do for. Watch what the glory said. The anointing was given to heal the sick, cast out demon, and raise the dead. I just talked about raising the dead, okay? But the glory of God makes sickness, Satan power, and death illegal. When God shepherd, all is illegal. Get that back. That's illegal. That man lamb, that's illegal. That one blind, that's illegal. The glory there now. Just give him a new set of eyes. They're all as illegal. That's the way God operates. He pass out parts. We have to know how to stir the glory up. And the glory, that's why the church have read about this and talked about this, but they don't know the difference between the anointing, the glory, and faith. So they all operate in the same way. Used to play, little boy, little girls used to play Piggy poo, people behind the curtain. That's what we're doing tonight. to see and deny the insufficiency of God. See and deny what's been operating rapidly in the church. Because we have brought too much modernism, too much mess in the church that don't have the power. It's fake power. Yeah. Having a form of godliness, Paul told Timothy, but denying the power thereof. Because the power of God is a supernatural power. See? He needs somebody on the earth to know how to activate it and how to, how to activate it. And how to function in it, welcoming it, this word now is a very dangerous word when we're talking about the supernatural, but assist him in doing what he won't do. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, because if you don't know how to get out the way, you don't know when to jump back in the way. You're going to be, no, you're not going to assist him, you're going to block him. Now, the Holy Spirit, if you go to talk about him, he's a gentleman. He won't force nothing on you. You have to yield, you have to desire. But boy, if somebody let him in, I've been in meeting, boy, the Holy Ghost come in. Man, it's so easy. You're just riding the wave, you're riding the wind, you're riding the fire, you're riding the water. Just what we had at Field Church. The glory came. The glory came, and I stand by people, whole rows, six rows fell out at one time. I wasn't there, glory came. I knew the glory was there. When that girl fell in the pulpit, I said, the glory here. So I'm going out here where these people at, so they can get it. See, I wasn't doing that. That was the Holy Ghost. The anointing shut down, the glory took over. But you got to know. And people get blessed. We got blessed, didn't we? How them people fall down on one another and don't hurt each other? The glory put a cushion in there. You understanding this? See, there are tons of glory that has not been used yet. Because the church blocked the glory out with their program. I don't ever know what I'm gonna do when I come here. We not gonna sing? No, not today. Yeah. I probably tomorrow night we probably just go ahead and summon all. Probably won't be no singing. I just get up here and introduce a man and start talking to her. Tell us what you know. Because y'all go to singing, y'all get real spiritual sometime, and you can't get nothing in you. You get so, woo! The glory of God makes sickness, Satan, power, and death illegal. Boy, we need some of that in the church, right? People dying ahead of time, sick, broke, mad. It's because they're not letting the glory. The glory can change any condition. With the anointing, Jesus is the healer. Acts 10:38, Luke 4:18. With the glory, he's the creator. So he come to create something now. I come to create something. That's why people got new hearts and different organs. That's where that gallbladder come from. The glory, he created that. You know that God can make a gallbladder? Dear Jesus, what kind of God you got? God don't play golf. God ain't going to hit no ball and follow that ball trying to find a hole. God ain't going to do that. I ain't got nothing against people who play golf, but that's the dumbest game I ever seen in my life. You're going to hit a ball, can't find the ball go in the water. You got to go off trying to find the ball. Then another ball go over your head. It's hot. You walk. It's crazy. I got 3 golf cards. Don't play no golf. I just ride. Now, here's something very important, class. Now, actually, we work in the anointing. Watch this. We worship and rest in the glory. See, I've worked in the anointing. I worked in the anointing among thousands, and I had to flow in the anointing. And I keep flowing. If the glory don't manifest, I keep flowing because that's the next best. Oh, Lord, the worst thing is no anointing, no glory. Oh, Jesus. I got to sit here for 2 hours. Nothing happening. I don't sense nothing. I don't feel nothing. I don't see nothing. And I'm not learning anything. And everybody looks like they're happy. They're having church. Man-made church. Now, this is very one that's tricky. Listen to it, because the anointing is a divine ability given us from God through the Holy Ghost. With the anointing, and I've been here, I almost fell out of time. With the anointing, we experience God's power leaving us. See, you're sort of like a conduit, and currents from heaven are going through you. And your body feel it. After some meeting, all I can do is lay down. See. And then if the meeting's strong enough, all the people who participate, they kind of drunk and tired. Not a bad tired, it's a good tired, but you just man, couldn't it? Because if the listener is participating in that current, goes through them. See, the anointing is like electricity. You can flip some switches and electricity gets stronger. All right. So watch this now. With the anointing, we experience God's power leaving us. With the glory, the power comes directly from God. Are you listening to me? I told you all I'm going. I'm teaching another half hour. I'm gone. Whoever going to teach, have y'all just teach. Whoever, but I'm gone, man. I got to be somewhere for 8 o'clock. You better be glad I'm here. Shut up. Let's look at the definition for four dimensions of the supernatural. I'm going to go back. Now I'm going to give you a definition of grace, faith, anointing, and glory. That's a divine combination there. Ephesians 2:8, turn there. Men try to get away from this. And they try to teach grace another way. But it can't. Grace cannot be taught without faith. For by grace are you saved, 2:8, through faith. And that's not of yourself, it is the gift of God. That's a powerful voice. That voice will keep you out of many spiritual heartache. See, because you understand, for by grace are you saved through faith. Now, I know it's not just talking about being saved. It's talking about all aspects of the Spirit. So let's look at it again. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourself, it is the gift of God. So it's telling us that the spirit world is the gift of God. And when things happen supernaturally, grace is involved. For better, turn to Ephesians again. Turn to Romans 5. Romans 5. This is one of my favorite to explain the foundation of grace and what can happen to a person if you understand grace and understand that grace is part of the supernatural. But you got to have a foundation of grace, a foundation of God's favor. Then Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you with me? By whom also we have what? Underline that, access. See, access, accessing the supernatural. By faith into this grace. You see the two running together again? Faith and grace. Wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And then it goes on and tells other things. But I just want you to see that. Now, listen to what I'm about to tell you about grace. Grace is the divine ability given by God for his people to become everything he has called them to be. And to achieve what they are unable to do in their own ability. Yes, want me to get that again? Yes, grace is the divine ability given by God for his people to become everything he has called them to be. And not only become, and to achieve what they are unable to do in their own ability. Boy, that ain't supernatural. See. You got it? You want me to read it again? Read it again. Read it again. Read it again, Reverend. Read it again. No, I want y'all to have this. So I'm not trying to be popular. I'm not trying to be the greatest teacher. There's some information I got you need to have. Grace is the divine ability. See, it's a divine ability given by God for his people to become everything he has called them to be. In other words, if you don't operate in grace, you're not going to become what God called you to be. And to achieve what they are unable to do in their own abilities. Now, boy, you can read that over and again, that, soak that, saturate that, and meditate that. You'll see a lot of things, you see. Let's go to faith. That's one of the dimensions of the supernatural. Go to faith. Romans 12:3. Here's what you need to see here in Romans 12:3. God dealt him and made you faith. Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. I know what he said. Faith is not presumption, hope, or optimism. Faith is not presumption. A lot of people think they're operating faith, they're operating presumption. I remember faith, foolishness, and presumption. I remember I read Dr. Price's book. I read that book about 5 or 6 times. I said, man, I got to get a hold of this. Faith, foolishness, and presumption. See, a lot of people think they're operating faith, they're operating in presumption. And a lot of times they're operating in faith, they think, boy, I'm bored. I got the word of God. They're operating foolish. Those type of people say, Pastor, don't know how deep I am. Lord Jesus, who worry about your deepness? Lord Jesus, how you going to fry a gift? God be dumb. He put me over you and let you hear more than I hear. You just have to face it. You just want to face it. You know, don't y'all get all that deep. Honor your man and woman of God. Listen to what they're saying. They got a word for you. A word for you you're not going to get yourself. I want y'all to look at the expression on y'all face. See what y'all... See who up in here. Who up in here? Now listen. Faith is not, tell you what faith is not, presumption, hope, or optimism. Here's what faith is. It is the ability to believe the unreasonable or impossible. In other words, faith can deal with the unreasonable and faith can make the impossible possible. Now, that voice give a warning there for us not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. Didn't it? But it didn't say you can't think of yourself highly. If not, the scripture about love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your understanding, all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself is wrong. So you're supposed to love yourself. See, the church told us don't love ourselves. Kill yourself. Deny yourself. Be a nobody. Be a humble creature before God. God said, all this stuff I done give for you, and you're not going to even appreciate it. You see what I'm saying? Look in the mirror sometime and tell yourself, I'm blessed. Jesus Christ. Now, you really don't have to tell me I'm blessed. I tell myself. I tell myself in a time of praise and worship, I just tell myself, boy, you blessed. See, let me tell you what you're missing. I'm going to give you a secret. Change your life. See, I go through the day and I say stuff like this. My cup runneth over. Oh, I'll make this statement. How sweet it is. God said, what did he say? I said, my cup runneth over. What he said? He believed me. He believed me. I found a man in Gonzales that believed me. I'm going to run his cup over. You do the same thing. But you haven't been saying it. Look at this old empty cup. That's your fault. The cup got in what you're saying. How you think that man selling 20 cars a month? You don't sell that many cars. Right. He's sitting right here. He sold 20 cars. Because one day he told me 25 or 30 cars in 1 month. Where all them people come from? What the other salesman doing? I want to get there cussing. Yeah. He got some kind of magnet, some kind of favor on him. God give you favor with man and God. Everybody's supposed to be producing like that. We've been denied the right to be who we are by the church. The church wants an assembly line. Everybody just like, impossible. Because some doing things the other one not doing. And they're going to get more blessed. So the supernatural, through faith, carry the ability to believe. Now, I'll tell you something else you got to come to. And I haven't heard this much, but in private I'm hearing it. You have to move beyond just believing. You have to get to the point where you know. See, Apostle Paul many times said, I know some things. See. And knowing, and you know, 1 John 5:14-15. This is the conversation we have with him. We ask anything according to his will, we know he is. And if we know he is, we know we have to. See, that's the point of moving the knowing stage. There's some things I know. There's some things I don't have to pray about. There's some things I don't have to have faith about. There's some things I've learned over these 43 years that I know God's going to do this right now. You come to a point, you'll be so happy, you don't pray about it, you just pray, say, thank you, Lord. It's done. You can. Oh, my God. There's a place in God. It's done. Nobody can stop you. It's a done deal. You don't see nothing, you don't feel nothing, you know something. There's a time you should walk by knowing. Powerful, man. Walk by knowing. I got this. And the Lord jumped on his throne when he found out somebody had as much confidence as David. David should not have whooped Goliath. But David knew he was whooped. Told him, said, I'm going to cut your head off, you big baboon. I'm going to tear you down. I'm going to tear you down. Yeah, sure did. Totally trusting in God. Now the anointing, write down 1 John 2:20 and 27 and Ephesians 4:7. The anointing is an aspect of the supernatural power of God that enables us. The anointing is an aspect of the supernatural power of God that empowers us to fulfill the purpose and calling here on earth, the power of God working through you. Now you have to know the difference between the anointing and the glory now. That's the power of God working through you. When the glory comes, it's not the power of God working through you, it's the power of God working. The glory is John 17:5-22, the manifested presence of God. The manifested presence of God. All that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. That's when the glory shows up. He does what he wants, when he wants, in the way he wants. Without depending on our faith, gifts, or anointing. Now you may take this lightly, but the average pastor can't divide this. They don't know when their faith stopped, the anointing took off, or when the anointing stopped and the glory come, and God show up with everything. I'm still training in it. I see sometimes I miss the glory. The glory came, I'm still operating in the anointing. Rob the people. So, you listening? The transition from the natural to the supernatural is awkward. It's awkward for a reason. It's awkward. Its awkwardness is to get you out of the way and trust God to do what he's doing at that given moment. I believe if you train yourself right spiritually, there is a signal that you can receive on your antenna that this meeting is over. God about to do some stuff up in here. And you just get full of confidence, full of boldness. Just do anything he tell you to do. Run down. I mean, I run down the chairs. I run, jump from chair to chair. He just told me to do it. I jump. People got healed, saved. I didn't do it. I was jumping chairs. I remember I was preaching in the basement in New York. I was just preaching in the glory camp. And I look up, everybody under the chair, everybody fell out. Just me and the pastor and my wife still up. So I got to wait till they get back up to finish. They down. I hear the chairs rallied, but I was looking at them, but I wasn't seeing them. The glory came. See, I've been in some glory meeting with my spiritual father. He'd get awkward. He don't know the next move to make. So he just yield, and all of a sudden the glory come, manifestation come. Let me give you this again. The manifested presence of God, all that God is, all that God has. See, that's his presence, and all that God can do have showed up. Then when he show up, he does what he want, when he want, in the ways he want. I mean, listen at him. It's particular. This man blind. All right, I've been blind from birth. I'll come up to you. Instead of you get some disinfectant or something to help me, you're going to spit and put mud in my eye. God, dog. God, he just do it like that. He just let him do it like he won't do, you know. Man can't even walk, never walked in 38 years. He tell a man, get up. Man said, get up. Get up. And see, a lot of times we miss manifestation because we don't tell them get up. See, we don't have the courage to go out of the ordinary. See, we got to have that. You got to have that, young man. You got to have the courage, to move out the ordinary when God tell you. Don't fake nothing. See, yeah. He does what he want, when he want. In the way he want, without depending on our faith, gift or anointing. What? Oh, no, God, you need me? Without depending on our, no, that's the time he don't need you, but get out the way. That's what he needs you to do. Get out the way. Here's some things about faith. You know Hebrews 11:1, Hebrews 11:6, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith. In Hebrews 4, he says, the word preached them did not profit them because they didn't mix it with faith. And you know Hebrews 11 chapter is the great hall of faith where he tell you all the things that happen by faith. You know you're not saved unless you operate by faith to get saved. But I'm going to give you some things about faith here. Faith is a voluntary act based on our knowledge or conviction. You're not going to be able to operate so that, you know, Romans 10:17 says, so then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So the extension of your faith is the extension of the words you've heard. Yes, sir. Faith is a voluntary act based on our knowledge or conviction. Faith is a conviction. Now, here's something faith is. Faith is the legal entry to the invisible or supernatural realm. That's how you enter in there. Faith. Faith is the legal entry to the invisible or supernatural realm. Now, 2 Corinthians 4:13 is a powerful verse. We have the same spirit of faith. Faith functioning in the spirit realm. We're going to find out here that the substance in faith is heavenly. Listen, faith is the key to operate and work in the eternal realm is the key to operate and work. Without faith, you remember Hebrews 11, 6 said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He had come to God, must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So without faith, we can't please, you can't enter in that realm, all right? Now here's another aspect of faith. It's the ability of the believer to believe something that is unreasonable. Faith has a revelatory essence. Faith squeezed the spirit and life out of the word. One small definition of faith is acting on the word of God. When you act on the word of God, you're acting in the spirit and the life of God. Now, this is important. It's called in Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Watch this statement. Faith is now. And requires a revelation from now. Faith don't sit on the back of the truck and wait for the harvest. Faith is now. The reason our lives get so grieved, we're in the past and the present. And we're not making the best of now. And what it's doing is contaminating your faith. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 6, teaching about the kingdom of God? He told us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right, and all the things be added. But then he says, sufficient is the evil for the day. Take no thought for tomorrow. Sufficient is the evil of the day. Tune into the now. Tune into the now. Have an awareness. A consciousness every moment of who child you are. See? And don't let your mind and Satan take you somewhere else. Because when he takes you somewhere else, he takes you. He can't fix you up when you're in. And your in-ness is now. Now faith is. Later faith is not. So there's a trust and a reliance and a dependency, hey, that you must have now. The situation must not control your faith. What you're seeing and what you're feeling must not control your faith. Your faith must be now what you say it is. Yes, sir. Your mind must not control your faith. Faith is in a deeper dimension than your mind. Faith is in the realm of the supernatural. It doesn't matter what looks like it has not changed. I'm not there. I'm with God in faith. Stop coming outside and sit down with that mess. Stay in faith. Call things that be not. As though they were, and they are. Look at Hebrews 11 and 3. I wrote a whole book on this. Hebrews 11 and 3. What? You, God don't frame your world. You frame it. Why do you think he gives you his inside, his image, and his outside, his likeness? It's a combination of him. He wants you to frame, through faith we understand the world was not framed by the word, through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. I know you like me to say it the other way, Satan. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You take faith-filled words, frame your situation before you leave out the door. Don't ever be in too much of a hurry to be in faith. You're traveling too fast. Make sure you get your faith straight before you try to go do something. Oh, my. You listening? Your time almost up. You cannot have a present faith without a present revelation. Hey, look at me. I'm laughing at you. Because some of y'all think you're doing bad. Devil lying to you. Your time has come. You understand me? You understand what I'm saying? Your time has come. You didn't come to the school to sit under these anointed men and women for nothing. This school is for you. Y'all watch me by internet? This school for you. To change your life. That you can change other people's life. You know why I changed so many people's life? My life has changed. God wants you to produce before you try to produce. The best evidence of your ministry is your life. What has you put, watch how I say it. What have you permitted God to do for you? Look, notice how I say it. What? And not that it can he do it. The tradition of men have made the commandment of God of none effect. The tradition of men have made the word of God of none effect. So now we got this. We got not being able to mix it with faith. We end up with nothing but a song, a prayer, and a Bible. You're not going to do that. You're going to live the gift that God has placed in you. And the devil is not going to use you. You understand? I preach Sunday. You have overcome them, little children. Because great is he that's in you than he has the world. Satan is no match for the word of God. He's no match for the scepter. He's no match for a supreme anointing. He's no match for the sword of the spirit. He's no match. And so when you use the word I am, you're using the name of God. Anything you say after that, come into pass. I am strong. I'm well. I am rich. I'm happy. I am full of joy. I'm full of peace. I'm victorious. I'm the righteousness of God. I'm blessed. Going in and coming out. Talk to yourself, baby. See what I'm saying? Talk to yourself. Don't look at. Don't look at the situation. put all your heart, all your mind when you're saying things like that. Say the opposite of the situation you don't want. When you are speaking by faith, you become a creator. It's the divine substance through Shikandere. Oh my God, to go, man. It's the divine substance of God Himself He had put in you. Be talking when you operate in faith. When you're talking in faith and you operate in faith, you're no longer talking. It's God have taken the conversation over. And He's making demand what cannot be denied at that point. If you take my word, I'm hearing something in the spirit. Forward. The struggle is over. That's what I heard in the spirit. I don't care what it is. You in here, aren't you? Huh? I don't care what it is. I heard in the spirit when I was praying in tongues. Forward. The struggle is over. You come to school and get something like that. Come to school, man. We ain't changed. We're at school. The struggle is over. No, you see me. You see me. I'm always in church. I ain't thinking about no school. I want to do just what the Lord want to do. I ain't thinking about no outline. You know, ain't no the struggle is over in this outline. Somebody needs to hear that tonight. You see what I'm saying? So now, when that situation confronts you, confront it back. Say the apostle said, the struggle is over. What? Believe in the Lord thy God, you'll be established. Yes. Believe His prophet. That's a prosperous word for you tonight. Yes. See, I switch sometimes from the apostolic to the prophetic. Yes. Ooh, that's so powerful. Don't care what it is. Listen to this. I got to go. Don't care how long it's been happening. Don't care how many buttons you push. And how many string you pull, ride that word on into its manifestation. Go back over those notes and read them notes down to the struggle is over. Use the faith. Use the anointing. Use the glory. You see what I'm saying? Hey, who talking to me here? You see what I'm saying? This, the realization. See, we sometimes come to revelation, but we don't come to the realization of the revelation. It has to be real to you. You have to know, even before you go to your other classes, you've been helped tonight. You have to recognize that the trip was worse coming. You have, glory, man. That's the glory, man. Well, I can't help it. I got to holler, man. I can't. Woo! Man, I better get up out of here, man. Oh, my goodness. You know what happened? Huh? What I taught. We just had a taste of it. That's why you're crying. My anointing came to an end. Guess what came in? the glory. In this room, there's a divine assurance that cannot fail. Write that down. I've stepped into a divine assurance that cannot fail. You read those two things. The struggle is over. I've stepped in a divine assurance that cannot. I'm listening to heaven now. It's the Holy Spirit telling me things. A divine assurance that cannot be failed. That's a word. You understand? The blockers will be removed. Anybody blocking you better go to praying right now. Because I heard from heaven, the blockers, plural, shall be removed. Everybody who blocking your blessing is in trouble tonight. They will not be able to stop you anymore. I like I've been here before in this segment of the Spirit. Because the flow is on that cannot be stopped. Ah! There's a flow in this room that was turned on that cannot be stopped. So everybody and everything that is in the way shall be run over. So now, let's scripturalize before I go. All your Goliaths, all your Jericho wall, all your Red Seas, all your Pharaohs are dealt with this night. Demons duplicate past evil. That's why I'm calling them out. Jericho wall was an impossible wall in the natural. But God said to Joshua, see. You got to see it first. I've given you Jericho. I give it to you. So no wall can hold you out. That's what that word means tonight. That thing that's been looking like a giant in your life for all those months and years, come down. See, the slingshot was to let you know that with God, he might use anything. See? What do you call them rifles we got to shoot from the automatic? What do you call them? K-9? AK? AR-15. Just pull the trigger and keep shooting. You would thought you need that for Goliath. Lord said, get 3 rocks over there. Not much time. Tonight you got your 3 rocks. All right. All right, y'all go on to class.